AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today at the Fort Stewart Army Base in Georgia, five soldiers were shot, leading to a lockdown before the shooter was arrested. The conditions of the soldiers and the circumstances of the shooting weren't immediately clear. President Trump's special envoy met with Vladimir Putin in Russia days before the White House deadline for Moscow to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Kremlin says Putin and Steve Witkoff met for about 3 hours. Shortly after it ended, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he spoke with Witkoff and there might be some announcements.
Maybe positive, maybe not. We'll see.
Hours after that, President Trump said it was a highly productive meeting with great progress. A White House official had earlier said the U.S. is still expected to impose secondary sanctions against Russia Friday, when the president's peace deadline is set to end. Ukraine's leader says he and the president also spoke after the Putin-Witkoff meeting, but did not offer any details. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump signed an executive order placing an additional 25% tariff on India for buying oil from Russia, bringing the combined tariffs imposed by the U.S. on India to 50%. New research from a watchdog group reveals ChatGPT can provide harmful advice to teenagers. The AP reviewed interactions where the chatbot gave detailed plans for drug use, eating disorders, and even suicide notes. The Center for Countering Digital Hate found testing ChatGPT with harmful prompts led the chatbot to respond in dangerous ways more than half the time. Mall-based teen accessory retailer Claire's, known for helping to usher in millions of teens into an important rite of passage, ear piercing, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Stocks are higher in late-day trading. This is AP News. Wildfires have long-lasting health impacts.
Three studies published by the American Medical Association found that the Hawaii fire in August 2023 and the Los Angeles wildfire earlier this year have taken a toll on human health. The blaze in Maui took the lives of more than 100 people, but it left one in five survivors with lung damage and as many as half with symptoms of depression. Research found that there were 13 suicide and overdose deaths in the month following the fire. And in the Los Angeles wildfire, in addition to the minimum 30 deaths, more than 400 other deaths could be blamed on the event because of interruptions in health care or other factors. I'm Donna Water.
The U.S. is auctioning off a $325 million luxury superyacht, Amadea, its first sale of a seized Russian superyacht since the launch of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Ed Donahue, AP News.